show to do, right?
Yes.
And here we are, another waste of a podcast. I'm Dave.
I'm Adam.
And we are your tour guides in the wasteful land of the internet, or the podcasting world.
That's right.
I don't know what that means. Can I tell you that I was obsessing earlier this week about the introduction to the show?
No, you didn't tell me that.
I was. I started to think about what I said to start the show, and then I started to obsess them, like, do I always say that? And then I had to go back and listen to every single show we had, to listen to every single introduction to see if I said the same thing every time, because I never thought about it before.
And
all of a sudden I started thinking about it, and I started to obsess over it. And for the majority of the shows, I have started off by saying, and here we are.
Oh, well, that's just our calling card.
I guess so. And I tried to see if I stole that from anybody, but I couldn't find it. There was one episode where I did start by saying something like, hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, so formal.
It was a formal show. But I guess I'm going to stick with it. And here we are. And I had to write it down because now I was afraid now I wasn't going to say it. That's how obsessed I got over it.
Wow.
I didn't say that
is pretty obsessive, Dave.
I didn't say it was a good conversation. I'm just saying that's what happened. I got obsessed over it. These things happen to me. How are you doing today, Adam?
Good, Dave. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Did you work today?
I did not work today.
So what did you do all day long?
All day long. Let's see. This morning, we woke up early and we had to do Sarah's boss a favor.
Oh, which was?
Which was get him and his entire family into the Disney park for free.
Oh.
And he had to have one other person come in and help as well because he needed a lot of tickets.
So he knew another person or yes. You guys had to get...
He knew another person who worked
at
Sarah's company. So we did that and then... Sarah went. Oh, we had breakfast at the Hollywood Studios.
Oh, where at?
At that bookstore. I can't remember what it's called. But there's a little bookstore there, and then we had.
Oh, the Ellen one, right?
Yeah, it's been renamed since then because no one remembers.
Yeah. But I know.
No one remembers that Ellen had a sitcom for a while.
She had a sitcom?
It was a sitcom, yeah.
I know. I was teasing.
Oh, so you didn't remember.
Oh, I remember.
Well, there you go. So, but yeah, it's been since renamed, and we had some breakfast there, and then I took her to work.
What did you have? The Butterfinger cupcake?
Nope. I just had a bagel.
Oh.
A cold bagel and cream cheese, which was fine with me, and Sarah had an almond muffin of some kind.
So why did you pick there to go to eat?
Because there's not many. There's only two places you can get breakfast at the... at Hollywood Studios, and we were just we were walking by. I'm like, well, let's go here. So there we go. That's what we did.
No rides, no anything.
Another riveting story. No, we had the baby, and we did wait in line with them to get fast passes for Toy Story Mania. And we gave our.
Oh wait, so you got them all into Hollywood Studios?
Yes,
and then left.
Yes, we had them in Hollywood Studios. We got fast pass for them. We helped them out, gave them a bunch of extra fast passes using our passes, and then we had breakfast, and then we left.
What did you get them fast passes for?
Toy Story Mania.
Yeah, how was the Star Tours line?
We didn't walk that way because it was kind of crowded.
Oh.
But when I rode it, it was only 20 minutes long, and during the week, it's actually still not very long, but on the weekend, like, I heard it's got up to like 2 or 3 hours long because it's been Star Wars weekends.
Oh, yeah.
And you know this week is at Disney, or this weekend.
No, what is that?
It's Gay Days.
It is?
Yep.
Fabulous.
You're missing Gay Days at the park. I'll take pictures for you.
Oh, good.
No, I probably won't. I'll stay away because it's too crowded.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something derogatory.
Because I don't like them gay people.
That's right. Dave doesn't like the gays.
I love them. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's good.
I know plenty of gay people. They're all very nice.
How many gay people do you know for real, Dave?
I know one, two, three, at least.
At least three. Okay, good, good.
I mean, I work at Disney, so there's a good chance that the rest of the people
that you know more than are actually four, saying they're gay.
Five, six. It's adding up. So I know plenty of them there. Very nice people.
Oh, good, good.
Very happy.
They are happy.
The gays are very happy.
Happy gays.
They must know something we don't know, because they're always happy. They're gay. Yeah, so that's going on at the park this week, so you're missing that. Hey, by the way, this is show number 14.
No way.
It is, yes. I was.
What if we still have, anybody listening to us
today, right now?
No, at all.
The downloads showed up again,
and
it shows right now that we have, at least in the last week, we had 11 downloads.
So 11 people possibly listen to us?
Well, I'll tell you this much: I know my brother downloaded, but he says it automatically downloads every time he logs on.
So he's saying he doesn't listen.
He doesn't listen. We have downloads. We don't necessarily have listeners.
That's right.
All
right.
So, but this, in fact.
Well, we should be bad about the time your brother caught his leg on fire.
It was his whole body.
Oh. Well, let's not do that then.
No. But in the last week.
I thought it was just his leg. Yeah, let's not.
In the last week, Italy downloaded again.
Oh, did Italy listen?
I don't know. They just downloaded it.
I wonder, too.
And the week before, it showed we had a lot. See, this thing is all messed up, because now it doesn't show any clicks or any views. Now, if somebody just clicks on it, that means they're listening, but they're not downloading. But we had a whole bunch of clicks last week. But it shows at least, one, two people downloaded yesterday. Three people downloaded yesterday. We had a couple Sunday. We had a couple on Saturday. We had a whole bunch every day. People were downloading the show, and it was either they're downloading to listen, or they just turned on their iTunes and it automatically downloaded.
Yeah,
because we have an average of 12 subscribers, and we have 11 downloads. So, you do the math.
Yeah.
No,
I'm doing it.
You do okay. Good. You do the math.
This is approximately 7,000 views.
Sweet. In the last month, we've had 59 downloads. So 59 divided by 4?
That is 12.
Mm-hmm. So we've had 12 downloads a week. I like how that's going.
Yeah, it's working for us.
We need to have a few more. So folks out there, tell your friends, because we're having a good time. So I know you're having a good time listening. So let's just get down to some topics I have here.
Let's do it.
Some things that I was talking to a woman at work the other day, and we were talking about winning the lottery. And because it was a big, she just said she had bought a lottery ticket, and she said that if she won the lottery, it wouldn't change her at all.
Okay.
That because of her upbringing and the way the way she was brought up, that she would not go out and buy extravagant things. She would just take care of what she needed to take care of and make a lot of donations to churches and things. And I told her she was wrong and that she would not, and she would not do that. And she goes, no, she was like, all these people you see on the news and they spend all the money and they just blow it and they waste it and they don't do anything good with it. And I said, I would never do that. And I said, well, I told her this is what would more than likely happen. You're going to win the lottery. You're going to get super excited. You're going to be like, this isn't going to change me. And then you start, pay off your bills. You donate a little bit to your family and friends. And then all of a sudden you're like, you know what? I've never had a good car.
That's right.
I'm going to get a good, I've never had good furniture before.
I've always wanted to buy my daughter a new car.
Exactly. Why can't the entire family each have a car?
Right.
And you know what?
Wouldn't it be a good idea if I gave all this money to my nieces and nephews for their college fund?
Exactly. And I'm going to buy all this furniture. But, all this new furniture is not, it's going to look terrible in this house. We just need to buy a new house. And then the ball's going to get rolling. And then in the end, she agreed.
Right? She knew.
And this was why. This was my whole wrapping up. was because I said here, I said, let's put it this way. I said, you know, we're all, you know, we try to, you know, everyone here, you know, in this economy is trying to be frugal, right?
Right.
And you, let's just have an example of a tube of toothpaste. And you use toothpaste, right?
I do.
Good answer.
I do.
Good answer. And what happens when you get down to the end of the toothpaste? What do you do?
Like when it's completely done?
It's almost done.
Almost done, I roll it.
You're rolling it. You're just rolling it. And you're just, and you're brushing your teeth with what little you've got, right? You just keep rolling it. All right? And then what's the first thing you do when you buy a brand new tube of toothpaste?
You squeeze it in the middle.
And you slather it on.
That's right.
You immediately say, oh, look at this. You slather all that toothpaste on there. And you're like, well, this, I've got all this toothpaste.
Might, that's right.
Might as well
look at all this toothpaste I have.
Might as well use it, and that's what's going to happen when you win the lottery.
That's right.
That's my example.
You'll just do it all the time.
Because you'll have all this toothpaste. You're just going to use it until it's all gone, and then you're going to start scrimping and saving that toothpaste again. You're like, oh, crap, I'm down to the tube. I'm rolling up this tube.
Why did this only last me 3 weeks instead of four?
Exactly. Exactly. But, of course, if I won the lottery, I would do it differently.
Oh, of course you would, Dave.
I would not. I would. Well, I mean, if you know, I won $100 million in lottery, that would almost pay off our credit card debts.
Hey, $100 million. Wow.
Well, you know. We like good things.
Eek!
We like good things.
Yes, you do. Yeah, yes, you do.
Some things we don't have anymore, but you know. Things
that's
we,
right.
Things we've bought on credit. It's just the interest that's murdering us, that's all.
Oh, of course.
$100 million in interest. You don't have any interest.
I don't have any interest in this at all.
All right, let's
just
see.
Saying.
What else do I have written down? Oh, this is going back to last week. Remember the tattoo idea?
Yeah.
I want to put this out to our listener.
Okay.
To respond onto our Facebook page, because I was going to ask for it on Facebook, and then at the time it was like, oh, this is Memorial Day, so people are going to get mad if I put a topic request.
Okay.
Like, hey, let's a topic request. So, but my topic request is, what would you put on that tattoo, the scannable tattoo? You know, what would you put your link to?
Oh.
So what would you, Adam, have your link go to?
I think that I would like to change it all the time.
Well, certainly.
And pick like whatever I think is like the funniest song that I'm listening to at the time. Like for me right now, the funniest like video that I've been listening to is from the group Lonely Island. Do you know Lonely Island?
I do not know Lonely Island.
It's comprised of like Andy Samberg and some.
Oh, okay, yeah, I do.
They sing a song with Akon called "I Just Had Sex," and it's hilarious. But it's also a really catchy song, which makes it like you know how Weird Al is like just silly in some ways,
right?
Like this is just an actual like real hip hop song with just some ridiculous lyrics to it.
And they actually, I mean, their music is not like it's bad music.
No, I mean, like it's very well produced. And they like did another one called Jack Sparrow with Michael Bolton.
Yes, I got that link.
Which
I don't know why you
like they interviewed Michael Bolton and they were like, oh, Michael Bolton, you know, or that Michael Bolton talked about how very professional they are. Like when they get in there that they're all business and they're like, really wanting to put out these quality songs, which to me is hilarious.
The silly.
These are like Saturday Night Live shorts, you know?
Right,
and it's
right.
Like, really?
The digital shorts.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the Jack Sparrow song a lot.
Right?
My favorite part of the whole song is the fact that they kept, you know, when Michael Bolton would sing about Jack Sparrow in the middle of this, you know, hip-hop, you know, going to a club song, and they're like, you know, he's like, what? Oh, Jack Sparrow. And they're like, no. I'm like, what just happened?
He's like, well, wait, let me try another one. And he sings about Forrest Gump.
And then, it gets,
and then Aaron Brockovich.
That was real weird. And he's all in the each costume.
Yes. He really looked like Julia Roberts.
That's weird. How they got him to do that.
See, I appreciate when artists do that kind of stuff. Like, they'll get in there and make fun of themselves. Like, Akon singing this song. Like, some of the lines that Akon sings is hilarious.
Hmm.
And it's like, oh my God, Akon is singing this. I bet you people don't even know who Akon is that I'm talking about. But when they hear the song, they'll be like, oh yes, Akon.
I don't know who Akon is, but for some reason, I think I was in an improv scene where I was supposed to be Akon.
I'm sure you were.
And I had no idea. You're like, I don't know. I'm like, hi, I'm Akon. How can I help you? Welcome to McDonald's.
Right.
I'm in an improv scene.
That's me.
Improvising as I'm Akon. Now, I have no idea who he is, but that's ridiculous. I wish I could come up with shit like that.
I know, right? Like, it is so well produced that it's like, oh my God, how could... I mean, yeah. I just can't do it. I don't even know how to, Dave.
I wouldn't know how to either.
Right?
I wouldn't even know the first thing about... Well, that's not my style of music either, so that's probably another reason why I wouldn't know how to do that.
Well, you should post the link up on our Facebook page so people can listen to I Just Had Sex by Lonely Island and Akon.
Okay. Yikes! The music just started playing. You didn't hear it. Our listeners
I didn't
did.
Hear it.
Our listeners did, but you didn't.
Listeners did? Oh, sorry, listeners.
For a split second, they blew their eardrums out.
I
don't think I can cut that out. Oops, I was posting it on the wrong page, too. What's wrong with me? I'm very out of it today. I'm on a boat.
That's funny, too.
All right, there. It's on our page.
I don't know what it is about funny music, but I really like funny music.
Well, you're
like, do you remember a group called the Animal Club?
The improv
that did
group?
The improv group called the Animal Club.
I remember their name, yeah.
Yes, some of our good friends from the Animal Club. Yes. They did a musical about Wheel of Fortune. Do you remember that, Dave? In their sketch show?
I don't remember that.
Oh, it was hilarious. Like, this guy was watching TV, and they had Vanna White burst out the TV.
I don't know if I saw that show.
She played the guy played the trumpet right in Vanna White's face. It was glorious.
I think I saw pictures of that show, but I don't think I actually saw that show.
Oh, Dave, it was so funny.
Do you think they're still doing it? Do they still exist?
They don't still exist. Quite a few of them are friends of mine on Facebook, and they unfortunately are not performing anymore.
They've broken up?
Yes.
Like so many other improv groups.
Yes, but Shane and Ruth from the group are seeing each other and have been for quite some time. Mm-hmm.
That happens.
Are you listening to the song I Just Had Sex, Dave?
I'm not. I don't. If it was playing, it would be too loud, and I wouldn't be able to hear you talking.
Oh, gotcha.
But I'll listen to it later.
I'm listening to it right now.
Dream about it.
I hope people aren't offended by the lyrics.
Well, we do have the explicit rating, so it's okay.
Because I mean, it's certainly offensive in some way, but it always it makes me kind of laugh.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. My friend Nick was supposed to be on the show today. Well, I was going to try to get him on the show today, but he did deliver me some bad news the other day.
What was that?
We were sitting down watching Wipeout. He was over. We were watching Wipeout, and I was saying, like I've said many times, like, damn, I want to be on the show. When are they going to bring it here to Orlando? Yeah, they can put it at the ESPN, you know, zone, not ESPN zone, but you know, Wide World of Sports.
And you can't do it because you're...
Because I'm a cast member.
An employee. Yep.
God damn it.
That doesn't mean that I can't.
No, you could. I'll have to be your coach or something.
Yeah.
But when he told me that...
I'll lose, totally.
When he told me that, my heart literally dropped. I was so disappointed.
What's more important, though, Dave, to have a job or to be on Wipeout?
I'll have to get back to you on that.
Yep,
If I can win that $50,000... That could pay off one.
Right, then you'd be all right for a year.
That can pay off one credit card.
Shut up.
Telling you, we got some debts.
Well, I mean, if you're $500,000 in debt, that's a lot of credit cards.
No, it's not $500,000. It's $50,000.
You said $500,000.
Well, I said I was $1 million in debt. I said earlier, I think I said if it was $100 million, like was the lottery, and I said that would almost pay my credit card bill.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Either way, it's a drop in the bucket.
Yeah. I mean, that would be nothing.
Might as well just open up another credit card because it's never, I'm
might
never
as well
pay them
just
off.
Keep paying. That's right.
I mean, just keep more and more credit because, you know, they're never going to get this money out of me. They're going to have to get it out of Miliana. Because I ain't going to pay it.
You shouldn't, Dave.
I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Pry it out of my
Why should you? I mean, you bought all that stuff on their credit card.
Exactly.
Why pay it?
I don't even have most of that stuff anymore.
That's right. Tell them
what
that.
The hell?
Like, all of my Robotech toys are gone.
A lot of it was food.
Oh, well, see, that. Yeah. I mean, that's disposable.
I ate and crapped that stuff out.
That's right. If they want that back, you can take it back.
I don't even remember eating it. Why have to keep paying for it?
Maybe you didn't, Dave.
I don't remember. My credit card could have been stolen.
That's right.
You know what? That's what I'm going to tell the credit card company when they come knocking on my door with federal agents.
Be like, what are you talking about?
Like, do you see a Red Lobster dinner here?
That's right. Do you see a whole crap load of cheesy biscuits?
Take it. Take the Cheddar Bay biscuits. Just take them. Nope, but they're not here. Well, what are you going to do now? I don't have it anymore.
Nothing. They're not going to do anything, are they?
Nope, because they have nothing to take.
That's right.
Government. Which I love the government, by the way.
No, you don't.
I do. If it wasn't for the government, we wouldn't all be here. It'd be anarchy. We'd be living in the desert.
I guess you're right.
we'd be Indians.
Oh, Dave. Native Americans.
Sorry, Native Americans.
Unless you actually meant, like, Indians.
That's possible. They could take over, too. I had a phone call from a telemarketer from representing some Native Americans.
Oh.
They wanted me to donate money.
What was his name? Dialing phone?
Quick dialing.
Oh!
Hey, yo.
Sorry.
It was a woman.
Oh, gotcha. So it was nagging on phone?
That was much closer. She asked. She said she wanted to send me some information about donating money to help the tribe in Arizona or something. And I'm like, oh, all right, you can send me information. And she's like, well, this information will be that, you know, if you donate $100, you can pay, you know, to feed 600 of our tribe. I'm like, $100? Maybe you haven't heard of the credit card debt that I have.
Right, ma'am, have you?
So then she's. I'm like, I don't really have $100 to donate right now. I said maybe another time. She goes, well, you know, I understand.
She said, what about $40?
She dropped down to $50. I'm like, oh, okay. You know what? I can't really promise $50 right now. I don't really know. So then she dropped to $25. $25, I can feed 100 of their tribe. I'm
like, oh, how many could they feed with $100?
Like 600. 600. Yeah, they're just eating maize. They're just eating maize, right?
Right. I guess so.
Whatever
corn tortillas.
Yeah, whatever maize is. So I ended up, it was hard, but she would not get off the phone because she kept dropping and dropping. I don't know. I think she was going to get me down to a monthly payment of some kind, which I would have had to told her, I don't pay my credit cards. Why am I going to pay
That's right.
You?
I'm going to pay you. Sorry, MasterCard, I couldn't pay you. I had to feed 100 Indians.
I'm feeding 100. They're in my backyard.
It's 100 Indians I have to feed.
Not that I have anything against the Indians. I don't want Native Americans. I don't want them to put some sort of curse on me. Do Indians do curses?
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want that. And we have nothing against gypsies either.
No, we don't.
Mm-mm. Have you ever had any run-ins?
I like the gypsies.
Yeah, we love the gypsies.
We love the gypsies.
Years ago when I was in college, this friend of mine lived in an apartment, and she goes, be careful, there are a lot of gypsies that live here. I'm like, what?
What does that mean?
Well, apparently they are, gypsy is a nice term for scam artists. I guess they would like steal your hubcaps and then try to sell them back to you.
Gotcha.
Or try to say,
hey, I found these four hubcaps that just so happen to go to your car.
Say that, oh, you know what? We noticed this was wrong with your car. Let me, for $100, I'll fix it for you. And then they'll just like take all the parts out of your car.
Ugh, gypsies.
So you had to watch out for the gypsies, and they'll steal your children.
I was going to say, do they still drive around in like carriages pulled by horses?
That's how you can catch them.
And play the accordion outside.
That's how you catch them, because they're only in caravans. Right. With curtains.
The
and
vans.
And then when you do stop them, they just open up the back curtain, and this is a palm reader.
Right, and they're like, I will see your future.
I'm like, oh, wait a minute. We can't arrest him. She's telling me my future. Damn gypsies. And they're all over Europe. And in Spain, they live in caves.
Gypsies live in caves?
Cave-dwelling gypsies.
That's awesome.
But, I mean, there are actually a lot of houses in caves as well, so that doesn't mean much.
Oh, well, that's not as cool then.
But, I mean, I'm sure it's not, like, lap of luxury cave. I'm sure it's, you know, throw rugs and lanterns.
Right.
I'm sure they don't have $100 million in credit card debt.
I don't think that they do.
Or maybe
gypsies don't have credit cards.
No, because you know what it is? Because they've got my name, and they're running up my credit cards.
Oh, fucking gypsies.
Gypsies. I discovered that I have this tendency when I drive, and it's bad because especially when I have to remind myself that I have a child in the back seat.
Uh-oh.
It's this what I like to refer to as death wish driving.
Uh-oh.
You ever, I was driving down the street, I'm trying to get somewhere, and I turn my turn signal on, I look in my rearview mirror, and I start to change lanes, and this guy behind me all of a sudden immediately changes lanes while I'm doing it, with no signal, no nothing.
Oh, yes.
Like, ugh. So then he flips me off, and my immediate instinct was to slam on the brakes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, let this guy rear-end me, and then we'll see what kind of, what his insurance has to say about that.
And then you're like, oh, wait.
I've got an infant in my back seat.
Yes.
So I
cannot do this.
So I just did the next best thing, and I just slowed down. Real
slow. Okay, that's good.
I slowed down real slow, and then when he changed lanes, I sped up real fast so he couldn't get ahead of me. And he flipped me off again. But as I was driving, I was pretending like I wasn't paying attention to him.
Yeah,
I had my hand on my fist, and I was kind of leaning over as if I was doing all this, you know, I didn't know that I wasn't letting you ahead of me.
Like, huh?
But he ended up going all the way from the far left lane when he tried to get around me, and he couldn't. He stopped and went all the way down to the far far right lane, and then drove on the shoulder to get around a car to get ahead.
That is a Florida driver for you, isn't it?
Yep. And then I was one car behind him at the stoplight.
Oh, he still mad?
He was. I don't know, but I wanted to get him so bad. I tried so hard to get back ahead of him, which is not a good idea. It's not a good idea. I finally had to just let it go. Took a deep breath. Like, all right, sir, you win this round. You ever do anything dumb like that?
Never.
Really? You're just a calm driver?
No, I flip people off.
I don't know.
They make me mad, you know?
If I could just get away with flipping people off, maybe that'd be better, but I have to continue to inconvenience them. That's my problem. Especially if it's my fault for some reason, I feel like I need to just continue inconveniencing them.
Right. But, like, oh, is that right? Well,
you thought that was bad. Wait till you see me do this.
Out.
Oh, jeez. Nick just sent me a text going, oh, poop. I'm sorry. I meant to respond earlier. Next time I'm in.
He says that, but is he?
Everyone says that. I've got a whole list of people who says they're going to be in next time, so.
I'll do it.
I'll be there. Just let me know when. It's this Tuesday at 9:30. I can't do it.
Oh, I can't. I wish I would have told you sooner.
I got things, but next time. I had once again asked for topics on the Facebook,
yes.
On the Facebook, and once again came up with nothing, I think.
Nothing.
And I also asked people who listened, and I got two people to say to admit that they listened. Well, one person said that they listened, but they said they were lying.
Oh.
Our old friend Michael Manker sent me a list of topics that we should talk about.
Let's hear one.
One of them was your first car.
My first car.
My first car.
First car was a 1986 Buick Regal. That was both of my sister's car at one point in time that just got handed down.
Mm.
Yes, it was a piece of sheet.
What color was this?
Tan, and then it was a bunch of different colors because I had gotten in a car accident.
Nice.
So after having gotten in a car accident, we just found replacement parts for it on, like at a junkyard.
Right.
And then just replaced them there. But I was also really big into rap music at the time, so I had put some 12-inch subwoofers in it.
Jesus.
Yep. So here I am rolling around in a 1986 Buick Regal, bumping some 12s, listening to my Dr. Dre, The Chronic album.
Very white. You're very white.
What do you mean?
No, you're not. You're a very a light-complected person.
Well, right, but what does that have anything to do with it, Dave?
I'm just saying. You're very white, driving down the street, listening to some Dr. Dre.
That's white, Dave. That's very urban of me.
Some iced tea.
I never liked iced tea. I think it was because people always put sugar in it. And I really would just like it with just like maybe a little squeeze of lemon.
Some NWA.
What are you talking about?
The rap group NWA.
Oh, NWA, yes. N-words with attitudes.
Yeesh. Some Eazy-E.
That's right. He is passed away from AIDS.
Yes, from intravenous drug use, you'd like us to believe.
Yes.
Well, actually,
or unprotected homosexual sex.
Which you would like us not to believe.
And no one will ever really know, I don't think.
I don't think so. Well, he doesn't really care anyways at this point. It's all about his legacy.
He's deed.
He is D-E-D dead. But I didn't listen to much rap music, but I did listen to some, but it was a little lighter than Dr. Dre.
Yeah, we had very different musical tastes.
Yeesh.
When we were younger, Dave.
I was driving. My first car was a 1985 Dodge Duster. Black.
Nice. Now, what year was it when that you started driving, Dave?
Probably 1992. When I graduated.
I was 1990 when I get my license. I was 16, so that's I was born in 1978. So what's 16 years? 1994.
All right. I'm just going to have to believe you. See, I didn't get my license when I was 16. My mother would not let me for some reason.
I think that's because she's seen you drive now. She made the right choice.
Probably, yeah, yeah.
She could see ahead into the future and be like, oh, he's just going to play the drums on the steering wheel.
Exactly. My tassel.
Your mom knew.
My tassel from graduation was my cymbal.
Yeah. Oh.
And I beat
it. You always hit it. What
that.
Is it that you hit now, Dave? Because I know that you hit something.
What do I have in my car? Yeah, I don't think there's anything there now, but I had my ID was hanging from there for a while.
So you were hitting your ID?
Yeah, I was knocking my ID around. But, yeah, I had a Dodge Duster. I had that car, and I drove that into the ground.
Like, literally?
Practically, yeah. I was like, it was the last, it was on its last wheel. And then I got my dad's car, which was a 1985 Plymouth Laser.
Oh, which is almost the same car, isn't it?
Yes, and it was.
Dusters and Lasers, like the exact same thing?
They were
thing?
Pretty much the exact same car, except this was gold.
Nice.
It was a gold color. No spoiler, that was the difference.
So was it a four-door or a two-door?
It was a two-door.
Nice.
It had a neat little feature that it looked like an onboard computer, that when you open the doors, a light would come on, and it had an outline of your car. And when you open the door, it would show that the door was open. Well, I was in a rush one day, and I was leaving, and I slammed my car door shut, and it didn't close. And I slammed it again, and it didn't close. And I realized I was slamming my seatbelt into the door. And after I figured that out, I got the door closed. And when I came back to my car, that light never turned off because I dented the sensor.
Dave.
So it always showed that the driver's side door was open. And it bugged me so much that I took a Snapple lid and I duct taped it to the car so when it closed it would hit the sensor.
So let me ask you, what did your dad drive after that he gave you that car?
After that,
did he go out and buy like a Sunfire or something?
I don't know what kind of a car it was. It was a white car.
A white car.
Good. And I only drove it once, and that was because I drove
enough for them to realize you shouldn't drive it again.
Well, no, it was a white. Oh, gosh, it was God, to get into that story. Well, first, let's see. After I drove the laser into the ground, because I didn't change the oil. I don't know. It lasted me a good many years. Then I got my mom's Plymouth Acclaim.
Okay.
It was a four-door. Also,
oh, you guys bought all the same car.
Yeah, well, yeah, they went to the same dealer all the
time.
Like
it was the same car.
Well, no, the Acclaim was a four-door.
Yeah, but it was the same body style, but
no,
just with four doors,
no,
right?
This was a bunch of years later, so it did, had a different body style. And it had automatic windows. It was very nice, but I didn't wreck that, but I did something real stupid.
Did you surf on the roof of it?
Practically. This girl that I liked a lot, she, for some reason, we were driving somewhere, and I was following her, and she's like, oh, you got to do this jump. You got to do this jump.
What?
So there was this you know, berm down this street where if you go over fast enough, you'll get a little air.
Okay.
So I did it, and I got air, and man, I hit the ground real hard when I came back down. All right.
Of course you did.
Not right after, but shortly after that, I had some problems with the car. I had a knocking sound.
Right.
Tick, 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 tick. But ended up...
That was not Dave. That was you were just listening to the beginning of Get a Job.
No, that was...
Get a job. No.
But I still drove this car for years of it knocking, and I brought it in a couple times. I couldn't figure out what it was. But then I was living in St. Louis, and I came back to Chicago, and it was knocking real bad. It just felt like something was hitting the bottom of the car. But when I drove 130 miles per hour, it didn't make that knocking noise.
Oh, well, look at that.
I'm telling you, I got from St. Louis to Chicago. It was like 3.5 hours. I was going real fast.
That's ridiculous fast.
I mean, I'm telling you, I was going like 130, 140.
How did you not get pulled over?
I don't know. It happened real fast.
You wouldn't have had your license.
No, I would have been taken
away.
They
would have thrown you in jail, I'm sure.
I would have been Mexican and all. I would have been taken away. But they finally found out what the problem was. It was the axle was cracked in two.
Oh,
and that's what was pounding, and at any moment the whole thing just could have, you know, fallen apart, and I could have died. So,
how could you have died?
I have no idea. The axle was broken.
Oh yes.
I don't know what an axle does, but
so how much did that cost you to fix it?
Oh God, who knows? Who knows how much it cost? But I couldn't take the car. I had to go home. I had to go back to St. Louis because I had to work. But I had to take my dad's car, and I'd never driven it before. It was a very nice little car. It was kind of a big car. And I'm driving, I'm driving, I'm driving, I'm driving, I'm driving, I'm driving. And all of a sudden, I'm driving so long back to Chicago, I realize, man, I've been driving a long time. And I look down, and I literally was out of gas.
You're so stupid.
I'm like, oh, fuck. I just where the gas gauge was, like, right where my hand was.
Oh, so you never saw it.
I never saw it. I made it, though. I made it. I made it to a gas station. I didn't make it all the way back to Chicago.
Oh, thank you.
I wouldn't take a gas. But, yes. But those are my first cars. I loved that Duster, and I drove that thing into the ground.
The first car that I ever personally bought was, I bought it in, when did I buy it? 1998, I think. And I bought a 1995 Nissan 200SX. Yes, it had a sunroof and everything. It was awesome.
The first car...
It was actually like a really nice car. And then it got destroyed in the hail.
Yeah. We bought a 1999 Saturn SC1 in 2000. And it didn't get destroyed from the hail, but I mean, to the last day, it still had pockmarks all over it.
Oh, yeah. Mine was destroyed. Was that the one you had? The purple one?
That was my car. It's Blackberry.
It was purple, Dave.
It was Blackberry.
You drove a purple car.
It was Blackberry.
Dave, it was a purple car.
It changed in the sunlight.
So to brighter purple.
To
Dave, that's black, what it did.
Black or a dark berry.
It was never a black car, Dave. It was black. Always purple.
That's not true. It looked black.
Didn't your car also get hit by a tree?
Yes, it did get hit by a tree.
Didn't it?
Yes.
But what storm was that?
God, that was
an ice storm?
No. It was in St. Louis. It was summertime. It was just a big rainstorm.
It was. Oh, okay.
It was down in the Central West End, I think. And I met a group of improvisers there because we were going to go to some show, some away show.
Yeah.
And I walk, and as soon as I got there, it just this clouds opened up and downpour from hell. And I'm like, well, I've got to, you know, I don't even know if I had a cell phone at the time. Oh, no, I did. I must have had a cell phone. But I didn't know what to do, so I ran to the bar. And by the time I walked to the bar, I walked in. I was just soaked to the bone. And everyone stopped and looked at me.
And you're like, shut up.
So we turned around and then went back out to the cars. And we're like, well, it's all carpool. I'm like, okay. I said, well, my stuff is in my car. Can someone just drive me over there? So I'm like, all right. So we're driving over there. And there's this tree in the middle of the street. And I'm like, oh, I think my car's on the other side of that tree. I'll be right back. I go to the other side of the tree.
You're like, nope, it's under the tree.
Yeah, it was under the tree. The back windshield was, the back window was just smashed in. I didn't know what to do. I asked the police officer that was there, and he said, there's no report to file because this was an act of God.
Right, right.
I'm like, thanks a lot, God.
God acted real poorly that day.
It was a bad decision on your part. So
yeah, thanks a lot, God.
I had to drive home in the rain. Because there was nothing wrong with the car itself. The frame, nothing was wrong. It didn't hit the top of the car. It just hit the back windshield, just busted that in. So I was able to pull the tree off of my car and drive back home. But it was raining in my car.
Of course it was.
And the next day, the insurance sent the glass people and they replaced it. But they didn't replace the tinting, which was upsetting.
What?
Yeah, I know. They just replaced the window. They didn't replace the tinting. And then
how is that possible?
And the defrost never worked the same either. And I just was like, yeah, whatever.
And you kept that car for like another 10 years.
Yeah, that car lasted until last year.
Right?
Yeah, it was a 99 and lasted until 2010. The American car.
It's a good car, Dave. Good car.
The American.
Nice American purple car.
It was Blackberry.
It was purple, Dave.
Please
dig up picture of that car and put it on Facebook.
I'm sure I've got it somewhere.
All right, please do.
I don't know where, but I'll find it.
Yep. Okay, good. What car did you guys have before the Hyundai?
The Hyundai?
Yeah.
My grandfather gave us his old car, which was an Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme or something. I don't know.
And is that what Sarah drove for the longest time?
She drove that for a while, yeah. This was a giant boat. It's a big white boat.
So when did you guys get the SUV?
2004, I think.
So I knew you guys when you were driving that boat.
Yeah, I was driving that boat to and from City Improv a bunch of times.
Nice.
I got pulled over in that thing because
that's awesome.
I was driving home in the middle of the night, and a police car pulled up behind me. He pulled up alongside of me, looked at me, slammed on his brakes, got behind me, and pulled me over.
Because you're Mexican.
Yup. Yep.
Ay, Dios mío.
It was ridiculous. Ridiculous. I also got pulled over once in my duster on my way to school on finals day of all days. I was in a rush, and I was driving. I can't remember the name of the road, but it was a 2-lane road, and I guess I thought I didn't think I was speeding. No, this was the cold car. Anyways, I got pulled over, and the officer came out. He got my license and was like, don't move. I'm like, oh, okay. He comes back, right. And he goes, I'm sorry. We ran your plates, and it said that you had 3 outstanding warrants for your arrest.
Your grandpa did?
No, this was for my old gold
so it was actually you.
Laser. Yeah, yeah. So there's some outstanding warrants for your arrest, but we ran your license and your plates again, and nothing came up. So and I'm like, I wanted to be like, can you give me a ticket so I at least have something to show? For being late for my final. But the reason why he couldn't see my license plate is because where I parked my car by the townhouses where I used to live was mm-hmm. right next to an on-ramp to the expressway. And I guess we had a bad rain the last few days or something. So all this mud was coming off the expressway. So my car was caked in mud. Like you could only, I can only see out of the windshield. I mean, when I open up the car door, I mean, it was like mud. So he couldn't read my license plate, and that's why he pulled me over. But yeah, I mean, it was caked. I had to immediately wash it after that because I didn't want to get pulled over again. But I miss those cars.
They were good cars, huh?
But I like the car I've got now.
You do have a nice automobile.
My Focus. Mikey also asks, and I thought we've talked about this. Have you ever gotten fired? I'm pretty sure.
Have we ever talked about it?
I'm sure we talked about it at length because I got fired.
I didn't think we did.
No?
I honestly never have.
You've never been fired? I've been
never been fired.
I've been fired twice.
I've quit every job I've ever had.
I've been fired.
Except for my current job.
Which you haven't been fired from yet.
Yep, or quit, yeah.
Or quit. I was fired twice. I was fired from the water park. Not the water. Well, the sea.
Schmee World.
And I was fired from Jake's Pizza.
Why? What did you do at Jake's Pizza?
I didn't come to work.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
I tried to quit like three times, and he wouldn't let me quit. So finally, I had to just not show up.
Right.
And he fired me. And I'm like, okay. Thank you.
Perfect.
Because I was spending so much money in gas, and I was putting so much wear and tear on my poor duster, and I was making no money.
How are you making no money? People weren't tipping you
People
well?
People weren't tipping me well. There was the day that I lost a $20 bill out of my pocket.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, so I was not. So that was all my tips for the day. I was like, that, yep. After that happened, I'm like, well, I'm done with this.
They even have good pizza?
It was okay. I liked it. I got called ma'am a few times.
Oh, no, well, I got called, that's because you had long hair, right?
Yes, I got called miss once because I parked in front of someone's driveway in the middle of a snowstorm.
And they're like, hey, miss.
I'm like, miss, you can't park there. And I'm like, what?
Excuse me.
And like, I had a full beard at the time. you know how much I care about the job. When I first got the job, I was wearing the Jake's Pizza t-shirt. And I had nice jeans and nice shoes, and I wore the Jake's Pizza jacket. And by the time I ended that job, I was wearing, you know, my combat boots, my ripped jeans in the winter,
and your leather jacket,
my leather motorcycle jacket, which I never rode a motorcycle in my life. So I could care less about that job, and I know that place is no longer exists. The company may still exist, but that particular store does not
that
exist.
That particular
anymore.
One did not.
You know, John was not a good manager. He was not a good manager.
Yeah, not so good, I would assume, if Jake's Pizza is now
nope, it still exists.
Out of business.
It still exists as a establishment. There's a whole bunch of places. Now, there's a pizza place that Sarah and I would go to in Evanston. And it was open really late, so it was delicious. It was called Gigio's, I think.
Gigio's?
Gigio's. Oh, man, look at that. Maybe this is it in Chicago. Man, it had giant slices. It was so delicious. But there's so many places in Chicago, so it's hard to find the right one.
Right.
Evanstone. Gigio's Pizza of Evanston. I'm delivering to Northwestern. Oh, man, look at that. Just from the picture.
Just so you can remember how good it is.
Yes, I'm posting this picture right now. Another. Oops. Why isn't it coming up? Another waste of a podcast. For those of you that didn't know you were listening to.
That's right. This is another waste of a podcast.
And we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you.
We do. We'll post more pictures of pizza.
Mm. I would like to know when the last time you went skinny dipping was.
Me?
Anybody.
Oh.
And
I was like, for me, you'd have to ask when is the first time. Because it will be never.
Never.
I've never been skinny dipping. Have you?
I've only been kind of skinny dipping. I was
what does kind of mean?
I was in my underwear.
You know, Dave, that you take your... Most of people take their clothes off to swim anyway, right?
Yes.
So you can't just be like, well, I had on my swim trunks only.
No, I was in my underwear. I was in my boxers.
Gotcha.
And that was at Jana's house. Or her Jana's dad's house. At Jana's dad's house.
Yeah.
We got there one night, and it was a whole group of us, and we all just went skinny dipping, like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Even the ladies, Dave?
Even the ladies. I've got pictures.
No, you don't.
I do, too. They're all
of
wearing,
the ladies in their under things.
They're wearing bras and underpanties. Panties.
Who was there? Sarah? Did Sarah do it?
Sarah did it.
No.
Yes, she did. I was surprised myself. And I was there.
Well, and of course Janet did it.
Of course she did it, because she's a hillbilly. She does that all the time.
Right. And Liz, of course, did it, right?
If she was there, she probably did. I don't remember who was there. Because we were there a couple of times, and that was the only time that we went. I know Dustin was there, but I don't know if Dustin skinny dipped or not. Or swam in their underpants.
Huh?
Or swam in their underpants.
Right.
But so you never jumped in a lake in your underpants? You even own a patch of lake.
Yeah, I don't think that I ever have.
Wow.
When you own a patch of lake, you always have swimming trunks or can easily get a pair from the Walmarts.
That's true. That's true. Well, listeners, because I was going to post this on the page to ask if when the last time anyone went skinny dipping, but then I thought people would not respond to that just because.
Oh, they would.
You think so?
People that like us would be like, oh, yes, of course.
I'm sure Jana will play last week when I was at my dad's house.
Right. Just this evening.
Just now in my bathtub.
When I was outside slip and sliding with Walt.
Slip and slide. Yeah, that's the last time I went skinny dipping, and the first time I went skinny dipping, as far as I can tell. No, that's not actually true. I've taken off my bathing suit in a swimming pool before.
So you could pee?
No. No, we were at the swimming pool at our old apartment complex. And it was an indoor pool in the middle of the night, and I think I took off my suit and I threw it over on the side of the pool just to show Sarah that
Wait,
I would... just
at your last Florida?
In St. Louis.
Oh,
in Kirkwood.
Okay.
I think just to show Sarah that I would do it, and then I got up and ran and grabbed my bathing suit and jumped back in the water.
Did she take... I wish she would have taken it.
She probably would. If she had thought of it, she would have thrown it out in the forest.
That would have been hilarious.
If she had thought of it,
she would have done. Sarah doesn't know what it's like to be in a good 80s teen movie.
Thank goodness.
Right. Thank God, Sarah.
I mean, well, she's not with us today. She's doing other things.
That's right.
That's right.
So what else did he have? We talked about cars getting fired.
Have you ever had to fire?
Skinny dipping.
Well, that wasn't on his list. That was on my list.
Oh, right.
Have you ever had to fire somebody?
Yes, multiple.
How
I couldn't tell you how many people I fired.
I fired quite a few people as well.
That's never fun.
I've never done it professionally either.
What do you mean?
Well, a couple of them have been like, you know, here's the situation. We're going to have to let you go. And some of them were like, get the hell out of here.
You said that to somebody?
Yeah, it was a bad week.
Wow, that's funny.
I fired two people that way. One on the phone and one... Stephen Baker, the crook.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he's a crook. Either way, I shouldn't talk about him because he had anger issues.
Yeah, well done, Dave.
But he's in St. Louis or somewhere. He seemed to have gotten his life under control. He had a kid last time I saw him. So, anyways, whatever. Whoever.
Oh, so you've seen him since you fired him?
Yes.
And he was civil to you?
Yeah, oh, yeah, he was civil, like, the next day. But
okay.
What ended up happening was that...
This was at Dappy.
Yeah, I'm sure it had something to do with the fact that he couldn't come to work one day, or that he had to do something else. And we got into an argument. We were on the sales floor, and it kept getting louder and louder. And finally, I said, "You know what? Forget it. You're here." I said, "We don't need you here anymore. You're fired. And like, just get the hell out."
You
of here.
Actually said that?
I think so. Yeah, because I kicked him out. I told him to get the hell out. And then, like the next day, or it could have even been the same day. This guy John, who worked for me as well, he's worked me forever. He also was working at Best Buy, and he didn't show up to work. And I'm like, John, what are you doing? You're supposed to be here. He goes, no, I wasn't supposed to be there. And we got an argument. I said, you know what? I can't deal with you anymore. Just don't even come in anymore. I said, forget it. You're fired.
And you could do that without any, like, written warnings or anything?
No.
Like, there was no procedure to follow, huh?
There was plenty of procedure to follow, but in these particular cases, it was, I think I used job abandonment and just got rid of them.
Oh, well, that would make sense. But the other one was working, so he didn't abandon his
job. He wasn't working that day. I think he just came in to explain himself. And
oh, gotcha.
Like, I didn't want to deal with it. Now, Shane Brooks, on the other hand, he was the one I had to follow policy in firing. And he's the one who took forever. Because every time I would get a case against him, I would send it into HR, and they're like, no, you don't have enough information. You don't have enough of this. You don't have enough of that. So finally, after talking to people, they all told me, oh, yeah, he at the end of the day, he goes up to the bar, and he gets a rum and coke and comes back down and closes the store while sipping on his rum and coke. I said, really? I want written statements. So I got written statements from everybody. And that next day, I was so giddy. I opened, and I was waiting for him to come into work. I had all of his crap in a trash bag. And he came in. I said, let me ask a question. Is that when you close? Do you ever leave the store? He goes, oh, yeah, sometimes I leave the store. Oh, where do you go? Well, I just go up to the bar, and I get a rum and coke, and I come down. I'm like, I'm like, okay, you know, first you can't leave the store. Oh, I just leave for a second. And I just, I just have the coke. I wouldn't really drink it. I just sip on it. I'm like, while you're counting money. Oh, yeah, you know, there's nothing. I'm like, okay. So, well, we're going to have to let you go. And he goes, well, I understand. And he tries to convince me that he can close. Well, he goes, you worked all day. I'll just close for you. I'm like, nah, that's all right.
No, you're fine.
You can go. I don't mind.
He would have stole all of the vibrating tongues and edible underpants.
That was before we became Spencer Gifts.
Spencer's? Oh, yeah. Darn it.
But
so what did Dappy have before they became Spencer Gifts?
We had a lot of collector stuff. We had SpongeBob.
Crap.
Yeah, we had crap. SpongeBob with some home decor shit. And
yeah.
But the things about that Shane Brooks did, he, besides taking residence in the store, because he got kicked out of his apartment, so he was living in the store at night.
How?
He had keys. He was an assistant manager.
At Union Station?
Yeah. He was an assistant manager. I didn't promote him. He was already promoted when I started there. But he had keys to the store, so at night he would set the alarm and go in back or he would leave or wait for us to leave and then come back and deactivate the alarm and sleep in the back. One day when the store was flooding, because we would have a terrible flooding problem at Union Station, he came in and back and slipped on the floor and fell.
Tried to sue the company?
Well, first we thought it was because of the water on the floor, but then we realized that he was wasted. He was wasted. So, but the topper, and I'm sure I've told this before, but the topper is when, after I fired him a few days later, Scott, my assistant manager, was on a ladder in the stock room, and he was looking for something. He put his hand on a shelf, and he picked up something, and he looked at it, and he screamed, and he fell off the ladder onto the floor. And he was laughing his ass off. So, And so Katie, this girl who worked for us, she comes running in the back and she goes, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" And Scott's laughing, he's tearing up, he can't stop laughing. He turns, and it was these Pop Shop Polaroid pictures.
No!
And he turns and shows it to her, and she screams and she runs out of the room. These were pictures of Shane Brooks's his tallywhacker. He took pictures of his tallywhacker and for some reason didn't put them in his pocket to take them with him. He left them in the store.
Oh.
And the reason we know that it was him is because I am brown in most places. Scott, the only other guy who worked there, and John, the only other guys who worked there, very black.
Okay.
This was a very white penis.
Oh, okay.
It was on my desk. And you can see his keys and his wallet were sitting right next to it.
You manage that store?
The only thing that would have been better is if his wallet had been open.
Right.
Like, his ID sitting out. Like, wait a minute. Right. Did I manage this or I barely managed that store?
No, but did you, like, were you the only manager of the store?
I was the store manager.
Gotcha.
I was in charge. I did everything there.
That's why you got that cool jacket.
That's why I got the cool Spencer Gifts jacket.
Yep.
Yeah, I was a store manager there, and I was in charge of a staff of 8. And most of the people that worked there were people that I brought with me from the Great Train store.
Gotcha.
So it was people I knew. And when I first started there, I mean, they told me that the store was cursed and that I would never survive. because the last
you showed them
because the last yeah because the last manager that was there the last two or three managers had been fired, so everyone there pretty much assumed that my days were numbered and I wasn't going
to right.
that I was going to be fired. And one of the people was fired for borrowing merchandise. She would borrow black lights and electro stuff that we had and take them to her apartment for parties and then bring it back the next day. One woman was fired because she was caught giving oral pleasure to her boyfriend in the stockroom.
Nice.
What was her name? I can't remember her name, but she was the manager in training. She should have gotten the store. She should have been promoted, but she had a nervous breakdown in the middle of her interview. No, she never got to her interview. She was supposed to have an interview. She freaked out, pretended that her son's school called, and she had to go and pick him up, and she just left. So that's the only reason why I got that job. It definitely wasn't because of my experience, because I had only had manager experience for 6 months. But within the after the first 6 months, I had pretty much gotten everyone that was there. I had either made them quit or had fired them.
Nice.
Most of them had quit. And then I restocked the store with my own people. And after that 6 months, that first full year I had, we were the number one Dappy store in the entire company.
Yay! Were there only two?
There were 40 stores. Thank you very much. There was about 20 in the East Coast, 20 in the West Coast, and we were the number one in the East Coast, or West Coast. Woot, woot. I got a major award for that. So that was working at Dappy. I was a very successful manager there, and then all of a sudden, then I went to other places.
Yes, you did.
But
I don't know why you decided to work at Bed Bath & Beyond, Dave, but...
I interviewed there.
Did you?
Yes. They recruited
me. What about
me.
Bath & Body Works?
No. No, wait a minute. No, yeah, Bed Bath & Beyond, they recruited me, and I actually went to an interview, and about halfway through it, I realized, I don't want this job. and I realized it from my own body language. Because
did you?
Yeah, I would answer something, and I'd end it off with a, like my body would just like nudge, or like shrug, like eh, whatever.
Yeah,
like I would do this, and that's how I would do it, eh, or whatever. Whatever happens, I don't know. I don't know how to do my job. And then the office overlooked the entire store, and I'm looking at the store going, man, this place is a wreck. So much stuff here.
Right. It would be chaos to work there.
Yeah, man, it never looks good. I'm like, how would I don't know. I couldn't handle that.
No. It would be too much.
Too much. Too much. All right, I'm going to skip this topic and go on to another one. Let's see. Mikey asked how we feel about parental discipline, good or bad. I guess he means
good.
I guess he means beatings. I don't know.
Oh, beatings? As I feel like you should discipline your kids.
Like, no, do whatever you want.
There you go.
Have some matches.
Oh, that's cool. Keep running around with those forks and knives.
Put whatever you want in your mouth. Ridiculous. He's got a couple other topics here, but I don't know if we need to hit those today. I can save them for next week.
That's a good idea. Because we're coming up on our hour, aren't we?
We are at our hour-ish.
Yeah.
So you never know. We should be wrapping this up soon. Let's see. This should be an interesting week for me. My good friend Mike from Chicago was in town last week, and although I couldn't see him, but for 5 minutes, I got to see Mike for 5 minutes. It was good seeing him. And then I see on Facebook that this guy I went to high school with, also named Mike, or actually I was friends with him from grade school all the way through junior high, I saw that he was in Orlando. So I don't know what possessed me, but I said, hey, I'm doing this, we should get together. So we ended up having lunch.
Oh, cool.
And it was a nice get together, but it was really strange because, we did have that history of not being friends anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and I was, and Sarah kept going, did he ask you about that? Did he say, what, why did you abandon me?
Oh, it's your fault?
I don't, well, I blame the lunch period.
Oh.
Because we didn't have lunch at the same time.
Gotcha.
So, because we were.
So, Ed, literally not talked to him since junior high school?
Not really. We didn't talk a lot in high school.
Wow.
I mean, not at all.
So, where did you meet him for lunch?
At Downtown Disney. We had Earl of Sandwich.
And was he at Disney World?
They went for
vacation?
One
vacation.
Yeah, they went for one day, and him and his wife went to Universal for a day, and they were just kind of hanging out in Orlando.
Cool.
But yeah, so I you know, saw him, which was a good preparationer, if that's a word. A preparer. I was prepared because I was concerned because I'm very outside of this. I can be a very introverted person.
Yes.
I'm very shy. I don't like to talk to strangers. You know, and especially if I'm in a situation with people who are more outgoing than I am, I will shrink back and just add things here and there. So when if I'm with, you know, you and Mikey and Josh per se, I wouldn't nearly say as much.
Right.
Because you guys talk a lot more.
Correct.
And you're much funnier, so.
Well.
I just sit back and I wait for my moments and I toss what I'm going to say in.
Throw them in there.
And I take a step back and go,
I'll wait for the next one.
I'll wait for the next one. Okay, that was good. That was good. But this Friday, I'm going to be seeing this girl who I used to date in high school and college. Who I haven't seen since 1995?
Okay.
96? But we've been talking on the Facebook, and her and her family and her in-laws are coming to Disney this week.
And, okay.
And we've made plans to meet on Friday for lunch.
Well, look at that.
So it's going to be interesting. She said her...
And where are you guys meeting?
In Epcot somewhere.
Okay.
It has not been finalized yet. And that may not even happen. Because I don't know if she's going to check her Facebook like I do religiously.
Right.
She's got my cell phone number, or she left before she got it. But she's there with her husband and her kid. And her in-laws, and she said, "Be careful." She goes, "I just want to warn you, my in-laws are very shy people, so they may not talk to you at all."
And hate the Mexicans.
And they hate the Mexicans. They're very homophobic.
Oh no!
So I'm very excited for the gay days.
Oh God!
And
clearly, they didn't look at the calendar when they booked their trip.
Memorial Day weekend, and her husband, I've only met once, and that was just like in passing. We actually literally bumped into each other and said, "Hey, oh, hi, how are you doing? How are you doing?" But he has me because when I was trying to give her as many tips as I could about coming to Disney,
right.
what you need to do, how you need to do it, not necessarily saying what you need to do, but these are these tips will help you get through.
Yes.
And I was at a point where I was saying, well, you know, for cheap souvenirs, you can get the penny press, press pennies. They're only 51 cents.
Uh-huh.
It's really cheap. And she replies that she hates press pennies. And that she thinks they're a waste, and she's always thought they were stupid. And she was in some church in England, and she goes, and there's beautiful church, it's 2,000 years old, and outside the exit there's a press penny machine. She says that though her husband will buy her a press penny from wherever he goes and bought her a book to put her press pennies in.
That's funny.
So I'm like, I like this guy.
That's real funny.
I tried to tell Sarah, I said, see, all guys are the same, because I did the same thing, because Sarah told me that she hated collector's spoons.
So, so you bought her spoons
I bought a spoon from Chicago once.
Okay, well, you can't count that as what this guy did.
No.
Because this guy takes the cake. Awesome.
Well, you don't know. For the amount of money, I've spent like $8 or $9 on the spoon. I don't know how many pennies he's gotten.
You know what you should do, Dave, is when you come up there, get her a press penny.
I thought about it.
Yes, get her one.
I thought about
it. Get her the Splash Mountain press penny.
I thought about it, but I'm not going to. It's not my place.
Or the Pirates one. It's a Pirates one, Dave. That's a good one.
It's not my place. Like, you can get her own press pennies.
But it's still funny.
But Sarah's off on Friday, so we're all going to this awkward lunch.
Oh, you think it'll be awkward, but it probably won't be.
Well, that's why the lunch with Mike wasn't very awkward. So I'm thinking that this won't be so bad, and I'm counting on one thing to make things easier. That's my baby.
That's right. That will make the whole day. And how old is her kid?
Her
like
kid?
12?
No, he's like four or five.
Okay, well, that'll be good then.
Yeah, so... So
the kids will be fun.
Exactly, and I've got...
And you'll have so much to talk to that little kid about.
Exactly, for his...
Especially because that little kid's going to be like, Epcot sucks.
It's like going to school.
Right. But only I paid $85 a day.
Like, you didn't pay anything, kid.
That's right.
You don't know what you're talking about. But he has the name, though, that I wanted to use. His name is Max. And if we had a boy, I always wanted to have Maximilian as a boy's
name. Maximilian Martinez?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah said no.
Oh.
And Sarah was super glad to find out that Nancy's kid was named Max. Because now...
you can't take it.
Yeah, she used it for us.
Because it's too close.
Too close. Yep. Ugh.
Too close.
Sarah was so happy. Ridiculous. But you know,
yeah, but if he was Max, though, if you had a Max, then he would have a Disney character named after him. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, from the Goofy.
Right.
Goofy Max. Maximilian. Yeah, but Sarah said it sounded too much like a cartoon character. Like a Richie.
Well,
Rich.
Sure it does, but that's what makes it awesome.
That's what I thought. See, you're going to have to talk to her.
I'll work on it.
You're working on it. Send her an email. I'm sure you'll send her a text going, yeah, you made the right decision.
No, I like the name Max.
Well, it's too late. We're not going to use it.
Yep. And I would make your middle name be Gregory. So then his initials would be MGM. Oh,
that's
so easy.
All right, you win.
So easy.
Maximilian Gregory.
Maximilian Gregory Martinez.
It just rolls off the tongue.
It really does. Max Greg Martinez.
Max. Never mind.
Oh, well.
Let's see. I wanted to do this, but I never bothered to look it up. Don't want to bring everybody down.
Don't do it.
How do you spell relief?
R-E-L-I-E-F?
No, it's too late.
Okay.
I already spelled something else.
Did you spell it R-E-L-E-A-F?
I spelled Rolaids.
Oh.
R-E-L-I-D-S. Let's see. A friend of mine, who I used to work with at the Disney store, he has family in Joplin, Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
And just recently found out that his mother was one of the victims of the tornadoes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she was missing for a little while, and then it was confirmed the other day that she was one of the fatalities. So, yeah, I don't have any information here, but if you would like to donate money, you should probably go online and find out how to do it.
Really? That's what you do, Dave?
United Way. You should donate to the United Way. I'm sorry. I thought, you know what, I was planning on doing this, and then I just didn't get around to it.
That was so lame.
I know, I'm terrible.
You should, if you want to, yeah, just go. Look.
Just go, just go, just go, you know what, that. Just go, what did I say before? Damn it. Because this is for Kansas, for some reason. If United Way to Kansas, but I'm sure there's a United Way.
Yeah, but United Way doesn't help with disaster relief. You should look up American Red Cross.
Yeah, the American Red Cross, and I'm sure they can use some blood as well.
Yes, they can always use blood.
And
we actually at Brown Shoe Company, we donated a lot of shoes, and one of the girls was from right a little north of Joplin, and so she was going back for the weekend. Her dad actually worked in the hospital that was destroyed, and they went up for the weekend, and she delivered a bunch of goodies and stuff like that, and Molly donated some toys.
Yay.
That they were able to give to some of the little kids. That was pretty cool. So,
well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's good.
It is. I mean, there's so many like horror stories about the people that died, you know, kind of like your friend's mom. But like, and there, you hear about those, unfortunately, but you don't ever hear about the ones where they saved, you know, the family of seven that was trapped under their house that nobody had seen for a while, and then they found them, you know.
Right. Yeah.
There was it hit the day of the Joplin High School graduation.
That's crazy.
So, I mean, like, people, all the new graduates were driving home, and a few of them died, you know. Oof. One guy got sucked out of the sunroof of his dad's Hummer.
I heard about
that. They couldn't find him for a couple of days, and then they found him in a pond.
Oof. Well, I posted a link on the Another Waste of a Podcast for the Joplin Tornado Relief Fundraising Efforts.
There you go. Good.
It's got not just one. It's got a whole bunch of different organizations you can donate money to. So feel free to donate.
I mean, it is a disaster area. I mean, it's unbelievable to look at the pictures of it and see the people that like the destruction that it caused.
Well, it is end of day.
And most of the places don't have basements.
No, it's just crazy because it's Midwest.
Yeah. I know, right?
You would think they'd have
being
basements.
Over there in Florida, you guys are okay from the tornadoes. It's the hurricanes you got to worry about.
There are tornadoes that come through every once in a while.
Are there?
Oh, yeah. It happens. Tornadoes happen. But it's hurricanes, and I'll accept hurricanes because we have a good warning. When a hurricane's
well,
on
right,
the way.
You have like you have a couple days.
Yeah, you know, like hurricane's on the
you
way.
Know, a tornado, it's like, oh shoot!
And like
there it is.
We think a tornado up there, ma'am.
Yep, and we were right. We think a tornado and that might be for. Yep, there it is.
I'm surprised. You know, sellers and stuff. You would think.
I mean, they're showing pictures of these tornadoes, and it's huge, huge. They said like it was a multiple vortex tornado, and it had like a mile and a half long. You know, that was the base of it.
Good grief.
I mean, that's huge.
It's like out of Twister.
Right?
That's all I know. That's the closest I've ever been to a tornado was the Twister.
Oh, yeah. Well,
attraction.
Didn't you go into the Twister event?
Yeah.
Universal?
Yeah, it was windy and fire. And.
Is it scary?
It's kind of scary when things start exploding around you.
Yeah.
And you're inside.
So I'm pretty sure that I don't want to do it.
The experience, you probably don't, because it would be too close to home.
Exactly. You know what I mean? There was a tornado a mile from me.
Yeah. So you probably don't want to do it.
I don't think I need any more disaster training.
Probably not. All right. Well, there we go. We got the Good Samaritan news out.
That's right.
If you would like to talk to us, you can
certainly. Which I hope you do.
Yeah, we'd like to hear from you. You can send us an email at awoapodcast. That's all one word as awoapodcast@gmail.com. We're professionals.
Right.
At Gmail. You can send us your suggestions. You can send us your comments, your concerns, what you think of the show, what you think of us personally, what you think we look like.
Oh, yeah. What do you think we look like?
Sarah said that when she was listening to the podcast, she was wondering what people thought we looked like.
I'm the fat one.
don't give that away now.
Oh, sorry.
Our pictures aren't even up yet.
Dave's the Mexican
one.
Look
at that. We've given too much information away.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
You can.
I'm sure most everybody knows who we look like anyway.
Of the 12 people who are downloading, they all know who we are.
They probably know who we are.
If you don't know who we are, we would like to know who you are. So you can join our page, Another Waste of a Podcast on Facebook.
Our tens of fans.
Right now we have 11 fans.
That's right.
I think I know all of them.
All right.
Almost all of them. Twitter. We got a Twitter account.
That's right.
I don't know what it is, though. It's probably AWOA Podcast at Twitter or whatever Twitter does. I don't know. We have three fans plus that. We're three fans, and one of them is that dude who just posts spam.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So I haven't been on there. I don't feel the need for some reason.
Not much of a tweeter.
Nah, I don't understand Twitter, but. You can go to our iTunes page. Now, if you do go to iTunes, and if you have never listened before, I would like to know if you can still download episodes 1 through 4, because they seem to have dropped off of the preview page. So I'm wondering if you can still download them off of the main page. So you please let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
Because I've already downloaded them, so I already have them. So I don't know if you're a new listener, you can do that. Before we do our final wrap-up, last week we were talking about how I had done a book review for Art Edwards' book, Stuck Outside Phoenix, and
correct, and
Ghost Notes. Well, I told you he had a CD, and I played a Refreshment song, which was the band that he was a part of, and I realized, why didn't I just play a song from his album? Because it would have been smarter, because he had an album. So I'm going to be playing. We're going to go out to an Art Edwards song from his album Songs from Memory. I was thinking about doing the song that he had written for his second book called Riverboat Captain, but I think I'm going to go with you instead because I like that song better. Better turn up the volume before I forget. Do you have anything you would like to add at the end of this podcast, Adam?
Not at this time, Dave. Thank you.
I don't have anything else to add. Well, I've got things we can talk about next week still, so that's good.
That's right. That's a good thing.
One of the things is I don't think I have the money, but I would pull the money together if we can figure out how to do a summer weekend at someone's lake this summer.
Oh,
and if we can pull everyone together to do it.
Yep.
Because we do a podcast with all of our friends.
It would be tough.
I know. So we need to work on that now because summer's already here and it's almost too late.
I know, right?
Maybe fall. But
there you go, fall.
Well, Adam, it was another waste of a podcast. We got
yes,
through
it. Yes, it was. We wasted another one.
Another one. It seemed sluggish at the first, but I think we got through it. So, I have nothing else to say. You got nothing else to say?
Oh.
Well, good night, Adam.
Good night, Dave.
Good night, podcast world. This is Art Edwards with a song called You from Songs from Memory. Go out and buy it and read his books.